Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. We start off with some cricket. The Hollywoodbets Dolphins head. Hollywoodbets Dolphins batter Hanu Viljoen says they'll look to correct what they did wrong against Boland earlier this season. Now, and that's in the One Day Cup campaign. Now, the two sides meet for the final today at 10 o'clock. Now, it's been a bit of a roller coaster for the Durbanites, who were first eliminated from the competition after finishing fourth last week, Sunday. However, they were subsequently reinstated after the Daffabet Warriors breached selection rules. They then went on to beat the Momentum Multiply Titans this past Wednesday to make it five consecutive wins and book a place in today's decider. Hanu believes they have best support in the team to hopefully bring home some silverware.
I think Paul plays very well in Paul. Their deck isn't very easy. I think obviously with Kesh in the side and Sud's really hitting the straps, and our bowlers are really doing a great job at the moment. I think we can go into that game with a lot of confidence and obviously take learnings from the previous game we had against them in Paul and move forward from there.
Today's final of the One Day Cup kicks off at 10 o'clock this morning. And then over to some football. It's a clash of the Betway Premiership top sides. Mamelodi Sundowns face Orlando Pirates. Now, Pirates are biting at the heels of Mamelodi Sundowns. They two points behind Sundowns, so that Masandawana will look to open that gap far wider and beat Pirates in today's clash. That one will get underway this afternoon at 3:30. And then in the Premier League, Arsenal look to keep their slight hopes of winning the Premier League title alive this afternoon. Now, a victory at home to Chelsea would take them to within 12 points of leaders Liverpool. Boss Mikel Arteta is expecting a more difficult contest than last season, where they both won 5-0.
Well, I think it's going to be a very different game. And I think the way they develop as a team as well is very impressive. What Enzo has done and the coaching staff, the amount of talent that they have in the squad. A really tough match. I think we had our best as well. Big chance for us to win the game.
And then shifting over to F1 to close, Lando Norris kept his cool in a rain hit and incident-packed season opening Australian Grand Prix today to edge world champion Max Verstappen, with Lewis Hamilton 10th on his Ferrari debut. Now, the pole-sitting Brit took the checkered flag by less than a second from the Dutchman, with Mercedes' George Russell 3rd after a chaotic race in Melbourne that saw three drivers crash before the end of the first lap.